The Lord is the Shepherd, and We Are the Sheep, written by Christina Patterson, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is Psalm chapter 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23:1 is surely one of the most popular verses in the Bible. Through this simple illustration of God being our shepherd, we see how He tenderly takes care to provide, guide, and protect us. Now, if the Lord is our shepherd, that makes us the sheep, prone to wander, entirely and always reliant on our shepherd, whether we realize it or not. We can't see God as shepherd if we don't see ourselves as sheep. When we open our eyes to how much we really need and rely on God for everything, the more we realize His provision in our lives. But if we live in the lie that we can do everything on our own, we wander and drift away from our true source, looking for satisfaction in artificial places. So when David says, "I shall not want," he is acknowledging how completely reliant he is on God as his shepherd. I shall not want, because God, as a good shepherd, will ensure I have everything I need. I shall not want, not because of what I've done or can do, but because God loves me. I shall not want, because I know God personally as shepherd. A shepherd represents a close and intimate relationship. Whereas a king might do what's best for the majority, a shepherd knows each one of his sheep. A shepherd has deep concern and care, not only for his flock of sheep, but also for each and every single one. This is how God cares for us. He knows our comings and goings. He knows every hair on our heads. He knows when even one of us is lost, and He has made every provision to find us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Notice that this psalm does not say, "I shall not need." In Matthew 6, Jesus makes it clear that God is going to provide all our physical needs and we shouldn't worry about them. Psalm 23, however, says, "I shall not want," speaking to our desires. It's saying that not only can God take care of my physical needs, but He can also fulfill me. He can satisfy my heart. The word "want" in today's text means to lack, decrease, empty, or run dry. So when David says, "I shall not want," he's saying two things. First, there are areas in my life that only God can fulfill, and He will fulfill them. Second, I've made the decision not to desire anything outside of the scope of what God wants for me. In this shepherd-sheep relationship with God, I am satisfied.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.